You know how come the chicken crossed the road, huh?
Ready to run away from them Cajuns, I'll tell you right now, because Cajuns will eat most anything, and they love to cook chicken. They love to eat chicken. That's for true. I'll tell you that right now. Today, I'm going to cook you some chicken gumbo with andouille in it. That's a sausage that we make in Louisiana just for making gumbo. It's a gumbo sausage. It's spelled A-N-D-O-U-I-L-L-E, andouille. Anybody know how to spell that? I'll guarantee you.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, April 24th, 2019. Today's the birthday of Southern American chef and humorist Justin Wilson, born in 1914 in Roseland in southeastern Louisiana. Known for his brand of Cajun-inspired cuisine and storytelling, he was the second youngest of seven children, born to Harry Wilson, a career politician, and Olivette Minturn Toadvine, a woman of French descent who taught Justin how to cook. He began his career as a safety engineer while he traveled in South Louisiana, and the safety lectures that he made to refinery workers there prompted him to become a Cajun storyteller. He remembered it this way on the back cover of the Justin Wilson cookbook. Well, way back when I first started as a safety engineer, I took myself pretty seriously, and I found I was putting my audiences to sleep. So having lived all my life among the Cajuns of South Louisiana and having a good memory for the patois and the humor that Cajuns go for, I just started interspersing my talks on safety with Cajun humor. They stayed awake, and it worked. He later recorded several comedy albums, beginning with The Humorous World of Justin Wilson on Ember Records. He also recorded albums for Jewel Records on the Paula label and a few for Capitol. He also appeared as a guest on The Ed Sullivan Show and soon became known for the catchphrase, "I guarantee." As a comedian, Wilson was enormously popular in his home state, but his humor may have been a little too specifically regional to enjoy the wider popularity of Southern comics such as Jerry Clower or Archie Campbell. Wilson composed 10 songs as well as the background music for his cooking show, and recorded one album of Christmas songs with a jazz band. He also wrote 7 cookbooks and 2 books of Cajun stories. He hosted several cooking shows on PBS that combine Cajun cooking and his brand of comedy. Southern author Harnett Kane said of Wilson, "I know of no one else who portrays the Louisiana Cajun as well, so skillfully and entertainingly." Justin Wilson was married 4 times. His 3rd wife died, and the other 3 marriages ended in divorce. He had 3 daughters, and his last residence was in Summit in Pike County, Mississippi. He died in 2001 at age 87 and is interred alongside his 3rd wife at Port Vincent Community Cemetery in Livingston Parish. His headstone includes images of cooking utensils as well as his trademark Panama hat and cane. And now and then, admirers leave a bottle of Louisiana hot sauce on the base of the stone as a reminder of the spice he added to so many lives. I guarantee. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for April 24th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.